Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up and keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? It is another Wednesday, and it's time for me to retire. I'm retiring. I don't know why you ain't working. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong. Maybe you're not going to be on today. That would be the best news. Try it again. I don't know what. I don't know what the problem is. No, we're not. Keep talking. Just keep. Well, that has nothing to do with. Huh? Nope. I don't know what's wrong. I guess you're not going to be on. It's turned up. This is the rookiest move. Just keep talking. Just keep talking.
I can hear you now.
You can hear me? It had nothing to do with here. No, I can't hear you. Let's go to a break real quick so we can try to figure this out. Go ahead and run some spots. We'll be right back.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay on October 12th for their signature Black Tie Gala, featuring adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk, and much, much more. Make sure to secure your spot now. Sponsorship opportunities and tickets sell out early. Buy tickets and learn more about our sponsorship opportunities at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. That was interesting. That's time for you to say something.
Something. I'm here.
That was interesting. Next time we should check equipment before the show starts instead of you doing dot by dot. So who won your dot game? Can you not hear me?
I'm not connected, Randy. I'm sorry.
All right, so it looks like I'll go solo today. We've got a couple things to talk about. We're going to have some guests coming up. We're going to break the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship main event. We're going to break that in just over an hour. And it is a name that most people will recognize. Now, Matt won't know who it is, but probably anybody else that's ever covered, anybody else that's ever watched, anybody else who has ever followed mixed martial arts, the UFC, you will recognize the names that will be the main event on October 19th in Tampa. It is still available to win a pair of tickets. The first person, and nobody has guessed it properly yet, the first person to guess who the two fighters are that will be the main event will win a pair of tickets for October 19th, as well as we do have some UFC tickets to give away. Again, we've given away a couple pair. We possibly will give away another pair today. What the heck are you doing? Hey, Cluster. He makes more noise, and he pretends like he can't even hear. So we're going to break that at 3:15. Also coming up momentarily, Matt Friola, who will be fighting in Tampa October 12th, coming back home to fight. He'll be coming up here momentarily. Mike Schultze from the Outback Bowl, probably one of my, not probably, it is one of my favorite events to cover. It is January 1st. Tickets go on sale. So we're going to talk to Mike Schultze here momentarily. I know what you thought, that I was going to slip and I was going to say he'll be on at 3:15, but I will not. All I'm going to say is at a quarter after the next hour, we will have on maybe two, but definitely one of the main event on October 19th in Tampa for Bare Knuckle FC. And then we've reached out to Ben Saunders in Vegas. He will be fighting. Big fight he has coming up as well. Just recently announced versus Matt Brown. So good, good stuff. You on yet? Can you just reach around the corner and see what he's doing? See, is he not completed with whatever he normally does in a room all by himself? So as we wait for him, do what? He's not talking. Tell him to say something. It's like it's his...
My mic works, but I can't hear anything in my headphones.
Well, that's going to make this really interesting. How can he not hear? Well, just tell him to just talk. So what's new in there, Matt? Matt, what's going on? Oh, my God. This is going to be brutal. Is Matt's, all right, Matt's not going to, is he not going to say anything? All right. So let's reach out and get Matt Friola on. He'll just stay in the room and do whatever he's doing all by himself, which he's normally pretty good at. We'll find out from Matt, who's taking on Luis Pena here in Tampa. So we're going to talk to him here shortly. Not sure why any of Matt's equipment is not working. I just think he didn't have any material. He didn't come prepared. So that's his way to get out, which is easy enough. Final week of NFL preseason. Cuts are going to be coming down probably as early as Friday. I would imagine that, at least with the Buccaneers, with their game being tomorrow, that as soon as they get back late Thursday night, early Friday morning, that Bruce and the rest of his staff will start their meetings, and probably Friday, Saturday, you know, at the latest, will be the cut down date. So as soon as we get information on that, we will talk about that either next week or the week after. The Monday Night Players Show will be starting the Monday after opening weekend. And I've decided that I am not going to announce any of our guests this year because we have some biggies. And I don't want people to just show up that 1 week or that 2 weeks. And I do have confirmation of a particular extremely big name that has played over in Tampa. Could be playing now, could have played before, but this person will be coming out. So you're going to have to come basically every week until he does. And then we have others lined up as well. So that is the Monday Night Players Show. I will give more details, not about who's coming and when he's coming or when they are coming, but more details on giveaways, more details on tickets. We will have some UFC tickets to give away there as well. So a lot of good stuff on the Monday Night Players Show. Till versus Gastelum has been announced. It has been rumored. It hasn't been announced yet. That'll be, it appears to be New York, along with Covington versus Usman. This is going to be another packed card. They continue to add on. You know, we sit back, we say there are so many. They're being over this, over that. And then they have what they just had in Anaheim. Then they have what they're going to have next week. Then they have what they're going to have in New York. I do have a wager, as Matt's still trying to figure out what the heck he's doing, or he's just left. I'm not sure which. I do have a wager with one of my buddies over with the Buccaneers, and it's probably the first time in a long, long time that we have disagreed on who we think is going to win between Damian Maya and brain cramp. Yeah, the Maya fight and Ben Askren. And I think I know. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm right, but I've always said that if I can pick it right away, I'm not as intrigued as if I'm not sure. I don't know where Ben Askren wins this fight. I have to be honest. I truly don't. If you do, if you know a way that he is, then, you know, let me know. But I'm leaning towards it's not even going to be, it's not going to be a typical fight that we're interested in, because I don't see Ben Askren any way, shape, or form winning this fight. I don't think he wants to take him to the ground and try to wrestle him, because then he's going to get submitted. I don't think he's going to stand up with him, because then I think he gets knocked out. So we'll see. Anthony Rumble Johnson, we ran that video of him calling out Matt, and now he has come out and said, or his agent has come out and said, his manager has come out and said, that he will be returning in 2020. I think he returns against Matt in the celebrity boxing, which has now been moved. The date has now been moved. And until I hear from that, I'm not going to release that date or any of that information either. So that's the schedule. As we are waiting for Matt Friola to come on momentarily, I don't know if you saw this. I think this happened in the Tampa Bay area. I could be wrong. But somebody was robbing a store. And while he was robbing the store, someone jacked his car. So he got robbed while he was trying to rob someone. Only can happen in Tampa. And it might not have. I think it did, but that's a Tampa. That's a Florida thing. You know, if you tune in and watch, you know, Jerry Springer or the guy that was Springer's bodyguard. What was his name? Are you on yet? Everything seems to happen either in Miami or in Tampa. So I wonder if the carjack happened here in the Tampa Bay area. Whether we do it now, I know Matt's coming up momentarily. All right, maybe he's not coming up momentarily. I do want to address the Conor McGregor. So that I don't let my kids, because apologies just mean I got caught. And a lot of people are believing that that's the Conor McGregor apology. I think it's a waste of time. I think it's a waste of time of him apologizing. I think it's a waste of time of anyone who's going to actually tune in and listen to it. An apology just means, hey, I got caught. It got caught on camera. I don't know, you know, how it got caught, but it got caught. Oh, I'm so sorry. I feel so bad. It's the same thing over and over and over again. And the problem is, I don't think Conor McGregor really cares. It's not going to affect Conor McGregor. It's not going to affect Conor McGregor's life. He's going to pay the guy off. So whatever it's going to be, $100,000, $300,000, no big deal to him. The guy who, as far as I saw, didn't even budge, didn't even move. But if he did flinch a little, it's going to be a $200,000 or $300,000 payoff. And I'm so over it. I'm so over everything about the whole Conor McGregor, everything. I've said on this show numerous times that I don't even go to the press conferences anymore. Press conference is scheduled for 1:00. He shows up at 3:30. It's just absolutely ridiculous, and I'm not going to buy into it. I'm not going to fall into it anymore. Non-MMA, but you know me, have an opinion on this as well. Little League World Series. Congrats goes to New Orleans, Louisiana, your Little League World Series champion. But I would still like to see that it go to, you have to earn your way there. That one's not going to work. So that's not going to do us any good at all. I don't know what's wrong with it, but it's not working. So the way the Little League World Series is set up right now, which I don't like. I mean, yeah, I'd like that we, meaning the U.S. of good old A, you know, wins the Little League World Series. But you're given a free entry into the finale. Don't you think they should earn it just like every other country? You know, everybody else has to work their way in. They win their division. They win their region. They win their this. They win their that. Then they get over here, and they have to play their round robin to get into the finals, except for the U.S. of A. You just have to beat other USA teams. I've been told it's for TV ratings. I still think the same people would watch. I'm watching because I think it's pretty good, fun, Little League baseball to watch. I can either watch the Little League World Series or I can watch the Tampa Bay Rays. It basically works out to be about the same thing. So I'd rather watch the talented 12-year-olds than the untalented others. But it's now, you know, the thing that also is we're still trying to figure out how to get Matt on. I found this is the first year in a long time that I really didn't even know it was on. Now, I did watch it, but you always see all the commercials. You always see everything about it. You read about it. It's on all the news. I really didn't see a whole lot of that. And I'm intrigued as to why. The second, third, eighth thing, wherever we are in the list, that I'm intrigued by is Andrew Luck. A lot of people all upset that Andrew Luck retired. And I don't know why. I don't know why people are bothered by it. I don't know why people are throwing him under the bus and under the train and you know, he didn't this and he didn't that and he doesn't have heart. And, you know, if he's not mentally, physically, and emotionally prepared to play, what's the big deal? He wants to walk away, and he can afford to walk away. There's some people in the Tampa Bay area that are all over the book of face about how it's awful and, you know, a millennial, and I see no problems with it. If he's had enough, he's had enough. If he doesn't want to play anymore, he doesn't want to play anymore. If he doesn't have the desire to go out there and practice every day, it's the same thing with a fighter. If they're physically, mentally, emotionally broken and they don't want to do it anymore, so they don't want to do it anymore. I would rather somebody walk away and do that than continue to play, rear-end it, go through the motions. Wouldn't that be better? Yeah, you could have just done that. Just call in. Is that what you're going to do? You know the number? 441-3000. 727-441-3000. Can you do that? Can you figure that out? All right. So, just like Matt. You know, Matt is physically, emotionally, and mentally checked out of this radio show. So, you know, with him retiring now, I think this... You can't stay that close. You got to go over there. All right. So say something.
I'm here. I'm back. What did I miss?
Oh, my God. It's like you're in a tunnel.
What did I miss, Randy Harris?
You're in a tunnel.
I am in a tunnel? Is it that bad?
It's all right. Just you talk. I'll watch you talk from across the restaurant.
It's nice to see you in your booth. You look like Superman over there.
Yeah, I saw what you put up. So anything that you want to touch base on that I've already talked about, or since you have no idea what I talked about, it's like starting over?
I heard you talk about McGregor and you're tired of his antics. I mean, I think he's already, you know, the UFC has new stars emerging and old ones coming back like Diaz. So, you know, like when he was king, he could get away with that stuff. But, you know, the UFC is going to pass him by, and I think everybody's kind of over it.
I disagree.
Really?
Conor McGregor is your biggest star. He's still on the roster. Who would you put? I'm not even going to say above, because there's nobody above Conor McGregor. Who would you put equal? Oh, you can't put anybody equal, because there's nobody equal to Conor McGregor. The hype, the pay-per-view, the ticket sales, all that kind of stuff. Who is the closest in the UFC right now that would be closest to Conor McGregor?
I would say Diaz after Nate's win over Pettis, over Showtime. He's got the antics. He's got the bad boy image. He's got the, you know, doesn't care mentality. And that's a huge fan base. I mean, that's a huge pool of people to pull from. And I think he is your next big star.
I disagree, shockingly. And if I agreed with you, as shocking as this sounds, I would agree with you. But typical of everything that we do, I do disagree. Nate Diaz is up there. He could be top whatever, but he is in no way in the same category as Conor McGregor. If Nate Diaz fought you, it would not sell. No, I'm just being honest. But if Conor McGregor fought you, the same amount of people that would watch him fight Floyd Mayweather, that would watch him fight Khabib, would watch him fight you. But that wouldn't be the same as Nate Diaz. That wouldn't be the same as Khabib. So he is, whether we like it or not, and I definitely don't, but no matter where I stand, Conor McGregor is your biggest draw, and he can continue to do the antics that he's doing and will continue to do, because he knows if he wants to come back, all he has to do is call Vegas and say, I'm ready.
Well, I mean, I think that's the – I guess that's my question for you, Randy, is – Andrew Luck has taken a lot of heat about retiring in his prime and walking away from the sport. How come in mixed martial arts and UFC especially, guys, it feels like they're playing like a grown-up game of tag, like, oh, on base, not on base, unretired, retired, coming back, not coming back. You know, why is it so much different for when fighters go into retirement and then come back out and fight again and back in and back out, for a guy like Andrew Luck to say, hey, look, man, I need a break. Maybe I'll come back. I'll leave the door open. But why is it so much different?
I don't think it is different. And it's certainly not different from the athlete side and from the organization side and from the sports side. It's fans that seem to have some kind of big problem with Andrew Luck. You know, let's give him – we give everybody else the benefit of the doubt. Let's give Andrew Luck the benefit of the doubt. He tried. He tried to go through the motions. He doesn't want to go through this every day. And I'm okay with that.
It's not like he didn't go through his share of injuries. I mean, this guy's an injury guy. He's come back from serious injury. He doesn't have like the Andrew Luck that he knows he's capable of or once could do. He knows his body better than any of us. So, I mean, how come when Bo Jackson walked away from his career with a hip injury, and why other athletes have walked away because of injury? Why are they calling this the millennial, the snowflake era? You know, and not just a legit gladiator who is worn down mentally and physically and just wants to take a break and not be a gladiator anymore.
And it's not just Andrew Luck, you know, because the Gronk is going through the same thing.
Sure.
And I saw something. It was a video. I guess he was talking to some people or whatever and literally broke down. And he goes, I can't believe I'm crying. And Gronk was like, I just don't want to. I'm physically, I'm mentally. And again, I don't know if it's the money per se. Certainly the money that all of these athletes making make it easier to do that, because you don't have to like go right back to work or whatever. You can redo, you can reschedule, you can, you know, re-energize, you can do all that stuff. But I, for one, I have no problems. I have no issues with anybody if they feel they're done, and I'm hoping someone that I'm talking to right now feels that way, and they can walk away proud, and call it a day. What are you doing?
Come here. No, I don't know. I mean, I think it's unfair what they're doing to Andrew Luck. I do think it's a class act that the Colts are allowing him to keep his $25 million in bonuses and incentives. You know, they're not just closing the door on him and moving on. But Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know if I'm okay with that, to be honest with you. I mean, you're setting a precedent. Do you really want to set that precedent? If you're walking away and you didn't earn it, you should return it. Now, I don't like that some people are making this out to be a racial situation, which I disagree with. I believe there's some people in the Tampa Bay area, and if you live in the Tampa Bay area, I'm sure you know exactly who you know we're talking about. But this person's saying if it was Cam Newton, that they would make him give the money back. I don't believe that the Panthers would do that. I don't. But I'm naive. But I also think if he is walking away, they should take it back. He's made enough. He's not going to be hurting. If he didn't earn it, why are you letting him keep it? You know, if you're giving somebody a contract for a year and he works 6 months and he's just like, you know what, I'm tired of pizza making. More importantly, I'm tired of you. I just don't want to be here anymore. Would you say, okay, you know, keep your bonus?
All right.
The bonus is for you to work for a year.
No, of course. And I think that's what people miss. You know, they forget that just because of the money that's involved and like the status that's involved, you know, all of these athletes are just employees. You know, so yeah, if you don't perform the job and you don't do the task, you should give the money back. It should be a voluntary thing on Luck's part to give it back.
The NFL athletes are employees. You know, MMA fighters, boxers, they're not employees. They're independent contractors. So, I mean, there is a difference. I mean, there's definitely a difference.
But how do you draw the line in that where, as an independent contractor, you can't have your own shorts? You have to wear the Reebok that's a part of the UFC. Like, at what point do you draw the line where they get to have their own individual style since they're independent contractors?
You're an independent contractor that is signing a contract to fight for a company that has rules and regulations. So as an independent contractor, you can say yes, you can say no. No, I'm not willing to sign this contract to fight for you as an independent contractor, knowing that I'm going to be told to follow your guidelines. Hey, case in point, I'm an independent contractor on all these radio networks I'm on. Correct?
Right.
I do what I want. I do up to a certain level. I still can't swear on the radio. There's rules. I can't say things about any of our ownership on any of the networks that we're on. If I was to say something negative about somebody, I'm an independent contractor. You can't do anything. Yeah, I can. You're fired, which means we're now going to lose a network or two. So, yes, you're an independent contractor, but there's still, you know, rules and regulations that you have to follow. So, I mean, that is the case. All right, we are at the bottom of the hour. Let's try to get back on track. I know we ran it early, but let's stay on track. Let's hit this break. When we come back, we'll talk a little MMA of what happened over the last week. And then Mike Schultze from the Outback Bowl coming up in about 15 minutes. Live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low-carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Torta Pizza.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay on October 12th for their signature Black Tie Gala, featuring adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk, and much, much more. Make sure to secure your spot now. Sponsorship opportunities and tickets sell out early. Buy tickets and learn more about our sponsorship opportunities at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The Monday Night Players Show returns to the Press Box in Tampa for the 19th consecutive year from 7 to 8 p.m. during the football season, where we feature a different player every week. Please join us for the hour, ask a question or two, maybe get a photo or autograph, and enjoy the awesome Press Box food. That's the Monday Night Players Show from the Press Box, located at 222 South Del Mabry in Tampa, every Monday night, 7 to 8.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Major announcement coming up in roughly 45 minutes. Pretty fortunate that we are going to break the main event, BKFC returning to Tampa on October 19th. And you know, Matt, how I don't watch a lot of movies, and we've done that, name 10 movies. If I've seen more than seven, you win a prize. Arguably, next to all the Rockies, A Few Good Men is one of the greatest movies I think I've ever seen.
A Few Good Men. It is a great movie. I put it on just for you, Randy Harris.
It's some of the greatest lines. The thing where he walks by and it's like, you know, show me where in the military code where it says code red. And, well, it's not in there. And then he walks away and Tom Cruise grabs it and says, okay, tell me where's the chow hall. And they're like, I don't know. It's not in there. We just know where to go. All right, so I need to tell you, I thought I was you for a minute returning from Atlanta last week.
Okay.
At least pay attention. If you can't hear, at least pay attention. So,
amen.
I always tell people you're the biggest tool bag I've ever seen. Correct?
Thank you.
All right. So I'm coming back from Atlanta. Great time in Atlanta. The concerts on Thursday night with Queen and then the Backstreet Boys on Saturday. Had a great time celebrating my daughter's birthday, blah, 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 blah. So Friday, taking my mom and I are coming back from Atlanta. We took the train. We're now at the airport. We're getting ready to get on. We go through the gate stuff for security. We're now getting ready to get on the tram. And I noticed this guy that has the man bun. And we always harass my brother for wearing the man bun, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I noticed the man bun, but I kind of look away. And then I don't know what made me look back. And I really, truly fanboyed out.
All right.
The only thing I didn't mention to this guy as I talked to him for about 10 minutes was your mentor. Okay? So think 1980s. Think, I believe, a legend. One of my favorite wrestlers in that whole little genre, you know, with Macho Man, with Diamond Dallas Page. Who do you think is standing there 6 feet away from me? I'll give you one guess.
Dusty Rhodes.
No. Seeing that Dusty's dead, that's would be really impossible. So all I right. walk over to him, and I said, this older lady asked him a question, and I really don't remember what it was. But I walked over, and I said, I normally don't do this. I just wanted to come over and introduce myself. I grew up, your whole story. I'm friends with DDP. That should now tell you who it was that was standing there. The whole thing was remarkable. And he said something to the effect of, I can't remember the word, not ashamed or ticked off or let down or one of those. He goes, I would have been upset, whatever that word is that he said, and I don't remember, if you didn't come over and introduce yourself. And it was, most of us know him as Reza Ramon.
Reza Ramon.
Scott Hall. Yeah, so we talked, and then we got on the tram, and we talked again, and I told him how I never had the opportunity. I wanted to thank you for coming to Gordon Solie's funeral. Which was over in Tampa, just right around the UT, University of Tampa, was the church. You know, if I remember, there was maybe four wrestlers there. I believe Superstar Billy Graham was one. Scott Hall was one. You know, and Gordon Solie was a legend, is a legend. You know, he was all of those guys, the King, whatever his name is, I can't think, and Mean Gene Okerlund, and all those guys all rolled up into one and basically ran Championship Wrestling from Florida. Used to do our radio show all the time. And so it really was very cool. So here's the funny part. So, you know, I always round stuff off, and I always, you know, estimate and all that kind of stuff. So I didn't look at my boarding pass, and so we got off on Gate B. My mom and I, we went up the escalator, and my mom can hardly walk as it is. And I'm making this poor lady walk and then take the escalator up. And I said to her, I probably would have stayed on the train, gone past my exit, gate B, just to talk to Scott for a little bit longer because I had time to kill. Then I realized I got off too early. We were gate C, not gate B. So here I'm saying I would have stayed on. I should have stayed on. Because I got off too early, but really it was very cool, unbelievably down-to-earth, cool guy, lucky to be alive. Paige saved his life. You know, I don't know if you saw the documentary, but everything Paige and DDP Yoga did for him, and he said how he moved up and he moved close to Paige, and it was just a great story and just a great, great guy. So I felt like I was you for a minute, fanboying out.
Yeah, I mean, like, speaking of, getting off too early, you know, we're talking about the Andrew Luck thing and how he's leaving his prime. You know, let us not forget that Rocky Marciano, who created the legendary Rocky character after, walked away at the prime age of 32 with 49-0.
What Rocky character did he? What did
Rocky
he?
Rocky Balboa, Rocky Marciano?
No.
The same guy?
No, it's not.
Well, who starred opposite of Bullwinkle then? Which one was that? but Rocky Marciano walked away at 49-0 at 32 years of age. And on my top 10 list of greatest athletes who walk away in their prime, he comes at number 8.
Really? Well, Barry Sanders obviously is on that.
Barry Sanders would be on here. Would you like to go through the top 10?
Yeah, let's do that. Start at 10, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
According to thesportster.com, number 10 was Lorena Ochoa, the women's golfer, had an 8-year career. Number 9, Bobby Jones, another golfer.
Here, I'm going to pretend I'm you. You mean not Bobby Jones, who played for the 76ers?
Or the Beatles? Isn't there one of those Jones brothers in there?
No.
Wasn't there Bobby Jones and the Beatles?
No. The right. Davy Jones was a monkey.
Davy, he stayed in. His brother's a quitter. Rocky Marciano comes in number 8, the 49-0 champ, 43 knockouts, 0 draws, 0 losses, and walked away at the ripe age of 32. Eric Cantona, the soccer player, Manchester United fans, were disappointed by the King Eric, who walked away in his career at age 30. Number 6, Mark Spitz, won 7 gold medals at the 72 Summer Olympics and retired at age 22.
I believe he went on to be a dentist.
Oh, no, he didn't retire 22.
Yeah. He still went on.
So he went on to be a dentist?
Yeah, I believe he is. Yeah.
All right. Number five, Ken Dryden. He was better known today as a politician. He was at one time the NHL's players around. He was made his debut in 1971. It was his final appearance in 1979 for the Montreal Canadiens.
Now, why is that considered an early retirement? Or, I mean, does it say any of that, or are you just making this stuff up as you go?
And it says, spent his entire professional career in Montreal, extraordinary goaltender with an extraordinary record. Dryden lost only 57 games he played in, winning a whopping 258. He is quite rightly a Hockey Hall of Famer, despite retiring in 1979 at just age 31, when he was arguably at the peak of his power. Number four, Minnesota Viking Robert Smith, was a superb running back for the Minnesota Vikings. Now they wish he stuck around a little longer. He made the 1993 draft, and he walked away in the year 2000 at the ripe age of 28. Number three, Mario De Castro. He was a soccer striker. Number two, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan made the list.
Well, he didn't retire young. No.
According to the sportster.com, I don't make these lists up, Randy Harris. I just report the news.
Yeah, sure. So this must be, you know, when he left to go play baseball for secret alleged reasons.
Well, I mean, what's the difference if Luck comes back and goes to play another season? Or what if he ends up doing something different, like a golfing career such as Tony Romo? He's a fantastic golfer.
Yes.
Who, you know, may have a professional PGA career after football. So, and number one, obviously, probably the greatest to ever walk away in his prime, the one and only Jimmy Brown.
When did he retire? How old was he when he retired?
I believe he's like 29 when he retired. Let me see here. Regarded as one of the most NFL's greatest running backs ever. He spent all 8 years with the Cleveland Browns.
Where was Barry Sanders on the list?
Barry was on here at number 11, just outside the top 10.
That's crazy.
Barry Sanders.
I would have put him much higher than that. I don't remember. Okay. Now, granted, some of the people you mentioned, you know, like soccer, obviously we don't follow that, you know, a whole lot here. You know, the golfers, the maybe the older players, athletes. But to me, if you were to ask me, name the first person that comes to mind that retired early, where we assumed it was early, I would have said Barry Sanders. I might have put Barry Sanders at the top. Now, again, James Brown, I get. But it's before my time. It's even before my time. So I might have.
Jim Brown. Well, I wasn't around then, but Jim Brown retired to become an actor. Like I was told, or what I've assumed to believe as factual, was that he had a desire to be an actor, and he was given an ultimatum by the Browns that said, no, you're going to be a football player or an actor. You can't be both, assuming he would just become a football player and remain a football player because he was the most dominant player ever at his position. And he walked away, said he didn't want to be a gladiator, didn't want to be get beat up anymore, and chose a different route.
Why are you saying that he was the greatest athlete at that position? I mean, A, you didn't see him. I didn't see him. I've seen video. I don't know. I don't know if I would have considered, again, not to bring up Barry Sanders again, maybe even throw Emmitt Smith in there, but I remember Barry Sanders being unstoppable. I mean, you literally, and vividly, I remember the play where he juked in this and that to John Lynch, which they still show to this day. But again, different eras, different times.
Look, Barry Sanders may be good on your list, but I'm going to keep him at number one because he was the first commentator at the UFC numero uno back in Denver, Colorado 25 years ago. So Jimmy Brown will always be number one.
And Blatnick too, right? Wasn't Blatnick there? I want to say he was the original commentator as well. I could be wrong, but pretty sure he did. I still vividly remember the conversations I had with Blatnick and some of the items that he sent when we did the charity event for Ryan Bennett. But we'll get back to your list. I know you're going to come up with something else for the next hour. But right now, let's welcome back to the program. He's been on numerous times. It may seem early, but trust me, it is not. From the Outback Bowl, Mike Schulze. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Randy, how's it going? Doing great. We're back in the college football season. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is always good, college football, pro football, and it's never too early to talk bowl football, and that's it's not too early. So from what I understand, we need to talk about it because tickets are getting ready to go on sale.
They actually are on sale. We went on sale yesterday at Ticketmaster, tickets to the general public, so we are off and running. Tickets are available, and we encourage any college football fans out there who enjoy college football, enjoy the pageantry of a major college bowl game, Big Ten, SEC, New Year's Day, the works. It's a great time to go ahead and get your tickets. Great holiday gifts, too, by the way. I mean, I know it's early to think about that, too, but just think about not having to go out and fight the crowds when we get into holiday time. So definitely a good experience, and I guess it's a good time to get them now before, you know, while the best seats are available.
And that's the point that I want to get to. You and I talk about this every year. We talk about it early. We talk about it as it gets close to holidays, about what a great gift. And then a week, 2 weeks before, you know, people are like, oh, I should have bought my tickets. How many times do people go to you and they come to me in December and say, I wished I would have bought them early. These are the teams I want to see. These are the conferences I want to see. And some of the better seats are already sold. And that's why I want to push, and that's why we wanted you on so early, to talk about buy them now before the best seats are gone.
Yeah, and we actually, you know, we have premium seating available, too, that directly through the bowl office as well for people who want to buy premium seating or, you know, packages or things of that nature. So, you know, but, yeah, I mean, you know, obviously the early bird gets the worm, right? You know, the best seats go early, and you know, but I think the biggest thing is it's a great way to sort of plan something on your calendar during the holidays that you know that a college football fan and their families are going to enjoy. It's a great experience, as you can attest to, I'm sure, and it's just a great experience. And you know, even though we don't know the teams in the games right now, we know we're going to get two good quality teams from the SEC, Big Ten. We do every year. They're typically very, very good games. You know, the fun traditions of the different programs that come in here. Many of these programs have been playing for over 100 years. In fact, this is the 150th year of college football. And many of these teams have not even been playing football for 150 years. Some of these teams have rivalries that last that long. So it's just a great experience and a great environment and a great way to kick off the new year.
How do you guys decide, you know, as the committees are going out, I'm sure they've already started, I'm sure they already have their schedules of what games they're going to go cover and start to organize, you know, the plans on who you're going to try to get. How do you decide who's going to go to Alabama and who's going to go to Tennessee and who goes to Vanderbilt? And, you know, how is that decision made? I'm just curious.
Yeah, we don't do quite as much traveling now as we used to, you know, with all the conference tie-ins and that type of thing, and we try not to wear out the schools too much. So what we do is we have a selection committee of people who have been involved with the bowl for years and supported the bowl and achieved certain goals around supporting the bowl game, and they get to sit on this committee and we allow them to sort of go out and pick which games they want to go to, you know, even if it's not necessarily a team that we're going to have this year, but maybe, you know, just as a goodwill kind of ambassadorship to the teams and to the games. And they get, you know, they go out and they you know, obviously, you know, meet with the teams. They get to be around their leadership and their people and just sort of get a feel for how things are going with the team, provide, you know, give them our best wishes and support, and just sort of build relationships. And, of course, when they are at these games, you know, they do sort of get a good feel from the fans' perspective of the excitement level that's generated around the teams and where that stands. And, you know, that sometimes that's helpful at the end when you're choosing, you know, between, you know, different teams that could be available to you. You know, our guys sometimes will come back and say, well, the fan base at this school seems to be really, really, really excited about this program, and or, you know, maybe more excited about being, you know, coming to the game and that kind of thing. But for the most part, we just, you know, they just go out and become goodwill ambassadors for the bowl and for the community, you know, try and be supportive of each of the programs.
Mike, let me ask you this, you know, as kind of, you know, taken from what you just said and going a little bit further, as you guys are looking at the teams, and let's just say it's down between two or three teams, you know, the two bowl games ahead have picked or whatever, is it just so much you guys reaching out to those teams as much as those teams trying to convince you of the Outback Bowl in Tampa, Florida, to take them? Because everybody wants to come to Tampa on January. Well, really, it's before January 1st. You know, it's a week before they spend that week, you know, where it could be a cold place. They want to come to Tampa. So are they reaching out to you just as much as you're reaching out to them?
Well, yeah, in a lot of ways, you know, certainly, you know, we get a lot of phone calls in November from different programs, and you know, that are that feel like they'd be, you know, good programs to come to our game and so forth. And you know, I think, you know, in any situation, any relationship you have, right, you want both parties of that relationship to be excited about being in a relationship, right? And so, so obviously, you know, schools, you know, who want to come here are obviously, you know, good to host, and it's always good to know that. And you're right. I mean, most programs in the Big Ten, SEC, that we've ever dealt with, you know, they really, I mean, all the programs really, they really enjoy this bowl experience. We've had a lot of different teams from the two conferences over the years, and so they have, you know, a history to look back on, and they all really, really appreciate this market, this destination, the stadium, the organization that the bowl game has here, the event schedule that we put on. So there's a lot. We have a lot of goodwill, if you will, with a lot of different programs, and so this is one of their top picks of bowl destinations each year that they can go to. And you know, if they're not going to go to the playoff, you know, which not everybody can do, and so forth, then you know, these teams really, you know, almost to a team, you know, really do want to come to this market and play in this bowl game if they can, be showcased on New Year's Day, you know, play against a big time opponent from a big time conference like the Big Ten or SEC. So you know, from that perspective, it's always good to have, you know, programs that want to be here, and of course, you know, it's really sort of a matter of trying to figure out the best matchup in that given year with teams that want to be here and teams that we want and feel would be a really good program to host in that given year.
And, of course, we're going to have you on quite regularly as we get ready for college football to play it out this year, as we get ready for your announcement and then after the announcement is made. But right now, more importantly, where can people purchase tickets? They need to do it now. They need to do it early.
Yeah, the tickets are available, like I said, through Ticketmaster, you know, online, by phone. Even they still have outlets as well, even in the state of Florida. So, you know, Ticketmaster is really the best place to go. You know, if you want some premium tickets, some VIP tickets, that can, and maybe purchase a package of tickets, especially if you're looking to get multiple tickets, then you can also contact the Outback Bowl office. Directly go on our website, outbackbowl.com, or contact the office at 813-874-BOWL and ask about our membership packages and our club ticket packages. And you know, those things are all, you know, available now for people to be able to get. And go ahead and nail down their New Year's plans now and not have to be stressed out about what you're going to do around New Year's, around the holidays, you know, when the time comes.
There definitely is no better time, and you know, that's what we believe, because that's why, matter of fact, I'm not going to Vegas. I'm supposed to go on in the end of December. I'm leaving on the 2nd because I will not miss the game. As always, Mike, thank you very much for your time.
And you get the Outback food in the press box, so that's...
Well, there's nothing wrong with that either. I wasn't going to say that publicly, but that's a good thing. Mike, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Sounds great, Randy. Thanks for having me on, and look forward to hearing your shows in the coming weeks and months and coming back on with you.
Absolutely. That is Mike Schultze from the Outback Bowl. And get to Ticketmaster, get online, get these tickets purchased. Don't come to me in December and say, I wished I had better seats, like you do every single year. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
How you doing? This is Gilbert El Nino Melendez, Strike Force Lightweight Champ, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.